All right, we're talking more hockey now with Peabody Saugus High School. I almost said football coach because I'm still in that football mindset from the Super Bowl, but it's hockey season, and we want to welcome in the Peabody Saugus hockey coach, Jason Marshall. And Jason, welcome to MSO.
How's it going?
Going pretty good, and I got to tell you, it looks like you guys are going pretty good, too. I want to get to that in a moment, but first, sure. Jason, how about a quick bio and how you ended up to where you are, because though you were a very, very young man, you got a pretty good coaching resume.
Yeah, so I got into coaching kind of pretty soon after I left high school. Just wanted to stay involved with especially the program that I played for, but involved with sports in general. This is my first year as the head coach for the Peabody Saugus team, but I was the assistant coach under Christian Wright for the Peabody team for the past 3 years. So he kind of brought me along. But, I love it. It kind of keeps me young, even though I already am pretty young. But, just great to stay involved with the
I get what you're saying. It definitely keeps you in that kid mindset of just wanting to get out there and play.
Exactly.
You're going to have that forever, believe me. Tell me a little bit about your assistants, because they work with you. You work with them on the same staff of Coach Wright?
Nope. So this is both the assistants. It's their first year coaching. But it's two kids that I or two guys that I played with in high school when we were at Peabody. Mm-hmm. And they're both very good hockey minds. Donnie Shaw, he played at Anna Maria College. He's a defenseman. And then Aaron McDonald, who was the starting goalie for Peabody for a good 3 years. So brought in some guys that understood the sport really well and guys that have a connection to the program and kind of want to see it built back up.
Okay. And Coach Leonard was your coach at Peabody, is that right?
Correct, yep.
So what do you take away from what you've seen, your experience as a player and as an assistant, and then shape that into your first year? Because I'm sure there's some surprises, but then I'm also sure you're very familiar with how the program works and how you want your program to work.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely learned a lot over the past couple years, kind of seeing where, or even just from when I was in high school till now, kind of the ups and downs of where the program has been. That was kind of the big reason I want to get into it, is to kind of build it back up. In terms of the way I want to run the team, the game is played so fast now. It's becoming kind of less and less physical. I mean, it's still physical, but kind of less and less about like the big hits and stuff. It's a fast game, and you see it in the pros and even in high school now as well. So my mentality is to try to get these guys into the best skating shape as they can be, and kind of just prepare them for that. So we've been doing a lot of edge work, stuff like that. Still a long way to go, but just gradually building them up, kind of from the feet up.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about and I want to get to that in a minute, because I think people who follow North Shore hockey are familiar with the fact Peabody took a year off from varsity to kind of calm things down, calm the waters down, and get things back into condition. You combined with Saugus, and now that's an interesting combination, Saugus and Peabody in a co-op. So tell me a little bit about that setup and how it works with kids coming in, to practice from Saugus High School.
Yeah, so it's definitely interesting, especially because the old rivalries that we've had with them. But luckily enough, it's kind of just the enemy of your enemy is your friend. we have a bunch of teams that or a bunch of towns and stuff that we have good rivalries with. I know we already played Danvers, didn't go our way, but we can kind of rally around that. But the kids, some of them had some familiarity with each other, and they've really taken to each other pretty quickly. There really hasn't been any problems kind of getting them all together, because we all have that shared goal of wanting to get to the tournament and just build these programs back up. It's definitely been interesting kind of juggling both schools and both teams, but it really hasn't been too difficult so far, which is kind of an attestment to these kids' mentalities and their mindset.
Is there a combined mascot name? Because I think it was last year the girls' hockey team up in Gloucester co-opted. I think it was a hockey team. It might have been the gymnastics team. They co-opted with Ipswich, and they changed their names from Tigers and Fishermen to Tiger Fish. Is there anything like that with you guys?
No, we're just going as Peabody Saugus Tanners. So
okay,
keep that Tanner name for now, because it is based out of Peabody. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to still recognize those the Saugus team.
Okay, and I understand how important that is to both schools. All right, let's open up the season now. Tell me a little bit about who you expect to be your leaders, and then we'll talk a little bit about each of your first two games.
Sure. So, we have three captains on our team, all of them great leaders. I mean, even the non-captains, we have a lot of great leadership on this team, and it's kind of showed already because we have some young players, and the upperclassmen have really been able to pull them around and get them through. But, yeah, our three captains, we got Dante Morrow from Saugus. He's a forward. Senior forward. We have Ashton Souza, senior goalie from Peabody, and then Michael Ryan, a junior forward from Peabody. So yeah, those three are our big leaders. But we have some other upperclassmen that are kind of big players for us.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Capone, senior from Saugus. We have Trevor Pacheco, a junior from Peabody. Joe Sora is a senior from Saugus. Ryan Jones, a junior from Saugus. So we have a pretty good good depth for our team that kind of allows us to bring along these young players and kind of just establish what we want in terms of how we want to run this program.
All right, first game, Danvers comes out smoking, and they've been together for a while. They practiced together for a while. Your guys are pretty much brand new, learning each other. Was that result partly a result of their getting used to game speed together?
Yeah, it definitely was. So like you had said before, with Peabody not having a varsity team last year, we had a lot of young guys. We had, I think, 10 guys that were playing their first ever varsity game on Friday, and kind of just the shock of the speed, even from JV to varsity, it's a big difference. So, yeah, it's kind of just getting these guys back up to game speed and getting to where they should be, get that shock off of them, and just getting them used to playing to each other or playing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had too hard of a time learning how to play with each other, but it's just building that chemistry, and you can see it from some of these teams like Danvers that are very senior heavy, where these kids have been playing with each other for 10 plus years or so, going through youth and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it definitely showed, but I'm not too worried. We have a long way to go, but I mean, these kids are improving every time they step on the ice. So.
Well, yeah, they improved again. Now, was it St. Joseph Prep? Is that who you played against?
Yep. St.
Okay.
Joseph Prep,
so you returned the favor on them. So tell me about that game, because it had to feel good, and the kids had to feel good when it was over.
Yeah. So I mean, St. Joe's was a team that was kind of struggling with numbers a little bit. So they were still good competition. Any high school team's going to be tough. So, but it was a really good, a little bit of a confidence boost for us to be able to get some offense and kind of get a little bit of chemistry and some momentum going. Carrying us into today's game.
All right, so today it is Taunton. What time you guys have to leave?
We're going to have to leave right around 3 or so for that long drive. But, the game's at 5 in Taunton.
All right, and then I'm looking at your schedule here, and I see your next league game is against Danvers again. So you go right back into the pit after the holiday.
Yep. So hopefully we'll have a little bit of momentum going into that game, have our feet under us, and we kind of know what to expect at this point. Danvers is a fast team, so we just got to learn how to slow them down a little bit.
All right, Coach, great meeting you. Great talking with you. I want to talk to you more during the season, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Jace. Talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. That is Jason Marshall, who is the Peabody Saugus High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.